You know, there are airlines that have been flying across the Atlantic for decades. Pan Am did it, TWA did it, British Airways, Lufthansa, Delta, United, the list is long. But there's one carrier that's been around since 1932, 94 years, and has never once crossed an ocean with paying passengers. Until now, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Alaska Airlines is about to do something it has never done in nearly a century of flying. Leave North America, and the way they're marking the occasion tells you a lot about how seriously they're taking it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what's happening. Alaska Airlines is launching its first ever long-haul international route, and they're doing it with Boeing 787 Dreamliners. These are not the 737s you're used to seeing in Alaska's fleet. The 787 is a wide-body, twin-aisle, long-range aircraft designed specifically for routes that stretch across oceans, and Alaska is pointing them at Europe. Now, if you've flown Alaska domestically, you know the drill. Flight attendants stand in the aisle, do the manual safety demonstration. Seatbelt goes like this. Exits are here, here, and here. That's how Alaska has done it for its entire existence. Every single flight, a human being standing in front of you going through the motions. That changes now for the first time in company history. Alaska Airlines has produced an onboard safety video, 6 minutes long, purpose-built for these long-haul 787 routes. And this is not a small thing. If you think a safety video is just a safety video, you haven't been paying attention to what the rest of the industry has done with them. Air New Zealand turned theirs into a Hollywood production. They've had hobbits, they've had Bear Grylls, they've had body-painted flight attendants that went viral worldwide. Delta has made theirs into a cultural event. Every couple of years, they release a new one, and people actually watch it on purpose. Virgin America, back when it existed, produced an animated musical number that got tens of millions of views online. These videos became branding tools. They became statements about who the airline is and what flying with them feels like. Alaska has never needed one. When you're flying 737s from Seattle to San Diego or Anchorage to Juneau, a live demo works fine. The cabin crew is right there. But when you're filling a wide body with 300 passengers headed across the Atlantic, the math changes. You need consistency. You need every single person in that cabin to get the same safety information delivered the same way, regardless of which crew is working, regardless of language barriers, regardless of whether the person in seat 42 Charlie is paying attention or has their noise-canceling headphones on. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond just Alaska. This is a signal. Alaska Airlines merged with Hawaiian Airlines. They now operate Dreamliners. They are no longer a regional carrier that happens to have a big footprint on the West Coast. They are positioning themselves as an international airline, and when an airline starts investing in the details, the safety videos, the cabin products, the route network that tells you where the strategy is headed, for general aviation pilots listening to this, you might be thinking, what does an airline safety video have to do with me? Fair question. But think about it from an operational standpoint. Alaska is entering airspace and operating environments it has never dealt with before. Oceanic crossings, North Atlantic tracks, European air traffic control, which operates differently than what Alaska crews have been used to their entire careers. ICAO procedures, metric altimetry in some areas, different fuel specifications, different regulatory oversight on the other end. This is an airline that has to train its pilots, its dispatchers, its maintenance teams, and yes, its cabin crews for an entirely new kind of operation. The safety video is the visible tip of an enormous iceberg of institutional change happening inside that company. And the timing matters. Alaska picked up the 787 fleet through its merger with Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian had been flying those Dreamliners to places like Sydney and Tokyo, long over water routes. So the aircraft and some of the operational knowledge came with the deal, but integrating that into Alaska's culture, Alaska's brand, Alaska's way of doing things, that's the hard part. Anybody can buy an airplane. Making it yours is the work. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. The story isn't really about a 6-minute video. It's about a 94-year-old airline reinventing itself. It's about what happens when a carrier that built its reputation on reliable no-nonsense service in some of the most challenging flying environments in North America. Think Alaskan bush operations, think mountain airports, think weather that would ground airlines with less backbone, takes all of that operational DNA and points it across an ocean. There's a lesson in there for any pilot, honestly. Growth means doing things you haven't done before. It means building new procedures, learning new airspace, respecting new challenges. Whether you're a student pilot planning your first cross-country or an airline with nearly a century of history planning its first transatlantic service, the principle is the same. Prepare thoroughly. Respect the environment you're entering. And don't skip the safety brief. One more thing worth noting. The fact that Alaska chose to make this video a production, something polished, something intentional, rather than just slapping a camera in front of a flight attendant and calling it done, says something. They understand that competing on international routes means competing with carriers that have been doing this for generations. You don't show up to that game looking like you just figured out what a wide body is. You show up ready. It'll be worth watching how these routes perform, load factors, on-time performance, how the operation holds up through its first European winter. That's when you'll really know whether this expansion has legs or whether it was a merger trophy that looked better on paper than in practice. My money says Alaska figures it out. They've been flying in conditions that would make a lot of airlines think twice for almost 100 years. A little thing like the Atlantic probably isn't going to slow them down. That story comes by way of simple flying. You can find more on what we're covering at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay sharp out there.